a workshop on Thursday of next week, the 17th, from 1 to 3:30 in the afternoon at the partnership's offices for federal agency representatives to learn more about how you use social media for a recruitment tool. And I think that's really the key point in this discussion that really kind of differentiates this workshop from other workshops that have talked about social media, is this is really the first, at least that we're really aware of, that's really focusing laser-like on using social media for a recruitment tool, not simply as a communication tool between current employees, but how you really use it as a recruitment tool. And to start off, we actually did a survey, a pre-survey of federal agencies to find out to what extent they are actually using social media outlets for recruiting purposes. And interestingly enough, we found out that the interest among federal agencies is extremely high. But a little bit surprising was that there's actually very little use of it from a recruiting standpoint right now. So again, a lot of agencies have used it or are using it right now to allow their own employees to talk to each other and network with each other, but there's very little use of it as actually a recruitment mechanism.
And it's interesting because John Barry actually gave an interview to Wired magazine where they were asking him about that, and he sort of acknowledged that OPM and the government generally isn't very good yet about doing these, of using these tools to sort of reach out in sort of a non-traditional way.
Yeah, I think the interview that Director Barry did with Wired magazine is actually it's a great sign in a lot of ways, in that first, Director Barry actually took the initiative to meet with the Facebooks and the Googles and the IDOs, some folks in the corporate world who are really leading this charge of using social media and looking at innovation as a way to both engage your current workforce but also to expand your networks and really spread the gospel, so to speak. I think his meeting with those companies is a really good sign that OPM is serious about this as well and understands that we can't do things the same old way, but we need to actually understand how to do this smartly as well, and develop some models that can be replicated for all agencies.
And in fact, I just reported on my blog, Dorbeck Insider, which you can find on federalnewsradio.com. I can't do that. I can't do one without the other. I'm sorry. But OPM's John Barry just is reorganizing his organization to give the CIO a more prominent. The CIO is now going to have direct report to him. And a bunch of folks that I was talking to said this sort of shows that he's going to try and he wants the CIO to sort of play this role to figure out, okay, how do we use technology to do the role of OPM in a different way.
Yeah, and Chris, that's actually a really interesting component as well, because one of the things that we're learning in terms of putting this, or have learned in terms of putting this workshop together, is this isn't something that's simply a line manager who wants to hire new engineers, or a line manager who wants to hire new budget analysts can simply go about and do on their own. It's also not something that an HR specialist could simply do on their own as well. In order to really do this within an agency, it really involves multiple partners getting involved in this. So I think the fact that OPM itself is actually looking at how we work with OPM CIO, but also probably how we use that CIO to actually leverage it across government, is really important. We found that, certainly IT, the IT shop needs to be involved. The HR shop needs to be involved. The Office of Public Affairs in several instances probably needs to be involved. There's also a number of legal questions about privacy of these folks as well that you're reaching. Come into play. So oftentimes the Office of General Counsel needs to be involved as well. This isn't something that's as easy as it seems. It's really not push button. It's something, again, and that's, I think, the biggest hang-up that a lot of agencies have, that their interest is high, but they're just trying to figure out where all those touch points are and how we can move this forward within our agency.
And yet it does seem like there's real opportunities here. And yesterday we had on the author of Business Week's new survey looking at best places to launch your career, and there were 5 federal agencies on that list, including the State Department, at number 5 in the top 10, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think, those agencies that are really kind of pushing this forward are you can see it within their structure as well. So there are office, or there are agencies now that you're beginning to see offices of quote unquote new media springing out at the State Department, which you just used as an example. They now have an e-diplomacy effort underway as well. So again, agencies are really beginning to look at this, and it's not for lack of interest that they're not doing this. It's more that frankly there hasn't quite been that full-fledged model that's been able to be put out there that other folks can replicate. I think that again speaks to the power of Director Barry's recent meetings, the fact that he is actually bringing the CIO in to report directly to him. Those are all good signs and pointing in the right direction. And what this workshop on the 17th is really designed to do is not have all the answers, but to certainly raise some of the issues that agencies need to think about in going in this route, and let them understand that, you know, this is still a learning process, but it's something that we actually have to step into. We can't be gun shy in this.
We only have like a minute left, but I told you we would do this. But it seems on this day, particularly 9/11, it's a day that really changed how people, their perception of public service in so many ways, isn't it?
Absolutely is. I think, you know, what the Partnership for Public Service saw after 9/11 was an increased interest in government service and in making a difference and in giving back. I was actually at the National Association of Secondary School Principals at the time, and certainly working with middle school and high school principals and students at those schools, you saw the sense even at that level that people wanted to help. People wanted to help. People wanted to change. People wanted to help make a difference. And I think, you know, a lot of that is still in play today.
Perfect. That's what we need. Amy is here, but
I am here, but I came in, you know, about three questions ago, and I thought, you know, it would be